here's a story from The World.
In many non-English-speaking parts of the world, Anglophones have it easy. English translations are often included on menus, street signs, and maps. In Tokyo, English translations are everywhere, just not always accurate. Now a group of Japanese women is trying to help by pointing out mistranslations all over the country. The World's Bianca Hillier has that story.
The group has been around since June. Now they've decided on their English name.
The Association for the Betterment of Public English in Japan.
Shikako Suuta is a member of the 8-person association. She's a professional translator for TV stations like CNN and Japan's NHK. So she knows how tough it can be to interpret a word or phrase from one language to another.
There are so many signs around town that we find funny or we find not communicative to foreigners. It doesn't do justice to those who actually are seeking information in English.
This happens all over the world, anytime one country is translating its native language into another language. In Japan, Suuta says the signs can be pretty funny. For example, an ad for a hair salon read, "Enjoy the girls," instead of, "Enjoy, girls." Then there's Osaka's public train stations, which were translated into the Muscle Line and the World Tea House station. And in May, Japanese car maker Mazda ran this commercial on TV. That slogan, "Be a driver," is supposed to be empowering and mean lead the way. Not exactly. Now, this holiday season, a major department store made a coronavirus-related misstep. The commercial urged people to stay positive for Christmas. It was meant as a reminder to look on the bright side, but as some local newspapers pointed out, positive has a different meaning in the middle of a global pandemic. Positive, and therefore infected, is the last thing people want to be. Translator Shikako Suuta says not only do these messages relay the wrong information, but she thinks they make Japan look bad.
I think it's not good for image of Japan if we keep using funny English. So we are doing what we can to correct those horrendous mistakes.
The Association for the Betterment of Public English in Japan has pointed out a few dozen mistranslations so far. When members spot a new sign or ad, they message each other on Facebook and then write up an explanatory blog post. On the whole, the mistakes are unintentional and are largely a result of machine translation like Google Translate. Companies and organizations use them to save costs. But Suuta and her team argue the proof is in the pudding.
We need native touch.
She says having an English speaker take a look at ads or signs before they go out could be worth it in the long run. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
From PRX.